Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to AMG's third quarter 2014 earnings call. Joining me on this call are Dr. Heinz Schimmelbusch, the Chairman of the Management Board and Chief Executive Officer, Ms. Amy Yard, the Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Eric Jackson, the Chief Operating Officer. AMG's third quarter 2014 earnings press release issued this morning is available on AMG's website. Today's call will begin with a review of the third quarter 2014 business highlights by Dr. Schimmelbusch. Ms. Yard will comment on AMG's financial results, and Mr. Jackson will discuss operations. At the completion of Mr. Jackson's remarks, Dr. Schimmelbusch will comment on the market and strategy. We will then open the call to take your questions. Before I pass the call to Dr. Schimmelbusch, I would like to read a statement concerning forward-looking statements. This conference call could contain forward-looking statements about AMG Advanced Metallurgical Group N.V. Forward-looking statements are not historical facts but may include statements concerning AMG's plans, expectations, projections, objectives, targets, goals, strategies, future events, future revenues or performance, capital expenditures, financing needs, plans, and intentions relating to acquisitions, AMG's competitive strengths and weaknesses, plans or goals relating to forecasted production, reserves, financial position, and future operation and development, AMG's business strategy, and the trends AMG anticipates in the industry and the political and legal environment in which it operates, and other information that is not historical information. When used in this conference call, the words expects, believes, anticipates, plans, may, will, should, and similar expressions, and the negatives thereof, are intended to identify forward-looking statements. By their very nature, forward-looking statements involve inherent risks and uncertainties, both general and specific, and risks exist that the projections, forecasts, predictions, and other forward-looking statements will not be achieved. These forward-looking statements speak only as of the date of this conference call. AMG expressly disclaims any obligation or undertaking to release publicly any updates or revisions to any forward-looking statement contained herein to reflect any change in AMG's expectations with regard thereto or any change in events, conditions, or circumstances on which any forward-looking statement is based. I will now pass the floor to Dr. Schimmelbusch, AMG's Chairman of the Management Board and Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Jonathan. Ladies and gentlemen, during the third quarter 2014, AMG generated $279.7 million in revenue, $23.4 million in EBITDA, and $47.7 million in operating cash flow. AMG achieved an 11% annualized return on capital employed for the first 9 months in 2014. Third quarter 2014 EBITDA was up 32% from the third quarter 2013. EBIT was $15.3 million, up 59% from the third quarter 2013. Net income more than doubled to $3.2 million. Year-to-date cash flow was $72.5 million, which was higher than the full year cash flow of 2013. Net debt was $104 million as of September 30, compared to $148 million in June 30 and $161 million at year-end. We reduced net debt in one quarter by $44 million. All units in AMG Processing and AMG Mining were operating satisfactorily during Q3 with good, very good, or improved results. AMG's engineering performance improved, and we signed $66.9 million of new orders during the quarter, up substantially from $48.4 million in the same quarter last year. AMG had an outstanding quarter. We met our goal of improving operating excellence, and we significantly reduced our net debt balance. These accomplishments have created substantial shareholder value, which I believe is not currently reflected in our share price. I would now like to pass the floor to Amy Yard, AMG's Chief Financial Officer. Amy?
Thank you, Dr. Schimmelbusch. We made significant progress during the third quarter on our 2014 goals of reducing gross and net debt and improving return on capital employed, despite current subdued market conditions. The impact of restructuring activities and a continued focus on operational initiatives were the primary drivers of these improvements. AMG Processing's focus on operational excellence enabled it to increase EBITDA margins despite relatively stable prices. Improved matching of raw material costs with end market prices contributed to higher margins. A focus on higher value-added and higher margin products also generated substantial increases in gross profit and gross margin. AMG Vanadium continued its strong 2014 performance during the quarter. Volumes increased due to the new roaster capacity and ongoing operating improvements, both of which contributed to increased gross margin despite relatively low prices. Utilizing this expanded capacity, AMG Vanadium increased market share and lowered average unit costs. Although AMG Engineering's revenue in the third quarter 2014 was slightly below the same quarter in 2013, it improved substantially from the second quarter. The improved order intake continued during the third quarter, and the unit generated a 1.09 times book-to-bill ratio. EBITDA, though not consistent with our earlier expectations, improved over Q2 levels through increasing economies of scale. The financial performance should continue this trend in the fourth quarter, as higher levels of order intake from the first half of 2014 will result in increasing revenue, and cost reduction measures will improve EBITDA margins. AMG Mining's third quarter 2014 revenue increased due to improved volumes in tantalum and graphite. The continued transition into higher value-added products in graphite, such as energy-efficient insulation, is positively impacting both product mix and average sales prices. Operational efficiencies achieved across all product groups in the segment also contributed to the increase in gross margin in EBITDA. Consolidated SG&A was $33.1 million in the third quarter 2014, down from the second quarter, but up slightly from the third quarter 2013. Personnel costs increased due to a one-time $1 million update to the pension liability during the quarter. Overall, year-to-date, AMG's SG&A has increased 2%, primarily due to transaction costs and increased incentive compensation as a result of the improved profitability and cash flow generation. AMG continued to generate returns from the significant capital investments made in the past few years and therefore has been able to lower spending in 2014. Year-to-date, AMG has reduced capital spending by 24%. We reiterate the 2014 guidance of $15 to $20 million in maintenance capital expenditures and approximately $30 million in total capital investments. In terms of liquidity, AMG is in full compliance with all debt covenants as of September 30, 2014. Debt reduction and the resulting increased financial flexibility remains our primary financial goal in 2014. The net debt position declined over 35% since December 31st to $103.9 million as of September 30th, 2014. The increase in profitability combined with working capital reductions generated significant cash flow from operations. The increase in operating cash flow and lower capital spending generated a record year-to-date free cash flow of $55.5 million. Working capital decreased by $24.7 million during the quarter. Working capital days sales were 31 as of September, down from 42 days sales as of June 30th. This decline was primarily due to collection of receivables, inventory management, and higher advance payments. The company's debt-to-total capitalization ratio improved to 0.63 times from 0.65 times at June 30th. The net debt to LTM EBITDA declined to 1.4 times as of September 30th, down from 2.15 times as of June 30th. We have exceeded our stated goal to reduce the net debt to EBITDA below 2 times in 2014, but we are not finished. We have started to implement global cash pooling activities, which will facilitate a more efficient use of capital and a further reduction of gross debt and interest expense during the fourth quarter of 2014. That concludes my remarks. I would now like to pass the floor to Eric Jackson, AMG's Chief Operating Officer.
Thank you, Amy. As Amy mentioned, AMG had a very strong operating quarter, especially in the processing and mining segments. Our focus on spending capital only on high-return projects, reducing working capital, and continuous operational improvement is delivering improved margins and higher cash flows and return on capital employed. We have been very selective in our capital expenditure programs, only focusing on projects such as titanium aluminides and debottlenecking in AMG graphite and AMG vanadium, projects that quickly and sustainably increase earnings and deliver a return in excess of our cost of capital. In AMG processing, we set another production record in the quarter at AMG Vanadium. This further reduced conversion costs as we operated at near capacity. AMG Vanadium is delivering very strong results even as global ferrovanadium prices remain weak. The capital expenditures that we have made in vanadium are delivering strong returns. We have recently completed an additional upgrade to one of our electric arc furnaces. This will begin to yield additional cost benefits in the fourth quarter. The titanium alloys and coatings unit is expanding titanium aluminide capacity and implementing the previously announced cost reduction program as we exit lower margin products. AMG Aluminum is adjusting supply to end market demand, especially in Brazil where our customers have reduced production due to high electricity costs, and focusing on revenue from higher margin products. AMG Superalloys is also shifting its product mix to higher value-added products, which combined with our 2013 cost reduction program have increased margins. AMG Engineering's earnings improved compared to the second quarter. However, the division's performance is not yet up to our standards. The spare parts and services and heat treatment services segment generated increased revenue and substantial cash flow. However, the core engineering business remains subject to price pressures. We are focusing on reducing costs and improving productivity to adapt to the current market conditions. The results of these measures, combined with improved order intake, will substantially improve 2015 profitability. AMG Mining had a very solid quarter. All business units continue to focus on higher margin products. AMG Graphite produced and sold record volumes of high value-added graphite materials and incrementally increased capacity to meet the demand for energy-efficient applications. AMG Silicon is locking in variable costs to the extent possible to minimize risk and maximize cash flow. The increase in third quarter tantalum production at AMG Mineração compared to the prior year resulted in improved economies of scale and higher gross margins. In summary, all of our business units are focused on continuous improvement. Specifically, we are reducing working capital, investing in projects that generate high returns, and increasing margins from operational improvements and cost reductions. These activities are essential to achieve our operating cash flow and return on capital employed targets. I would now like to pass the floor to Dr. Heinz Schimmelbusch, AMG's Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Eric. AMG delivered record free cash flow during the first 9 months of 2014, and actually the free cash flow in the fourth and in the third quarter was an all-time high. In achieving this goal, we were able to reduce net debt by $56.7 million since December 31, 2013, which is equivalent to more than €1.60 per AMG share. We believe that this value is not currently reflected in our share price. We have also increased profitability in challenging markets by aggressively pursuing operational and financial performance. Prices for most of AMG's processing materials were relatively stable during the quarter on a low level. That enabled AMG to more effectively manage price risk and match raw material costs with end product revenues, which is essential in the processing business. The combined impact of a stable price environment and our operational improvements produced substantially increased gross margins. In spite of the increase in global economic uncertainty, we continue to believe that most specialty metal prices have limited downside risk for the foreseeable future. We also completed the sale of our aluminum alloy joint venture during the quarter in Spain. This is another step in our stated strategy to simplify our operating structure. We have made progress in regard to exploring strategic alternatives for AMG Engineering. We conducted a series of early look investor meetings for potential listing of the unit. The feedback from those meetings were positive. The current equity market conditions in Europe, however, are not favorable for small cap or mid cap IPOs. We will continue to update the market appropriately. We are encouraged by the strong order intake for the first 9 months of 2014. AMG Engineering should exit 2014 with a substantially improved order backlog compared to the beginning of the year, as fourth quarter order intake levels remain positive. The increased order intake, coupled with aggressive steps to reduce costs, should return the unit to historical levels of profitability in 2015. In AMG Mining, we have made significant progress to move downstream into higher value-added products and ancillary services. This strategy is increasing margins despite continuous low market prices caused by sluggish economic global economy. We have opportunities to expand selectively in value-added graphite and antimony products, and we are currently evaluating these alternatives. These critical materials are a core part of AMG's strategy to gain critical mass and leverage economies of scale for long-term growing markets. As regard to our corporate strategy, we are a critical materials company. We work on linking our profitability to the long-term growth trends which have made these materials critical, and we leverage the common technical and commercial expertise necessary to successfully operate in global critical materials markets. Overall, AMG expects full year 2014 EBITDA growth rate to exceed 10%. In addition, 2014 net income and return on capital employed will substantially exceed 2013 levels, despite the weak and uncertain global economic outlook. AMG is well positioned to similarly increase profitability in 2015. Operator, we would now like to open the line for questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find your question has already been asked, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. We will now pause for a moment to allow everyone to signal. We'll now take our first question from Frank Claassen of Rabobank. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning. Frank Claassen, Rabobank. Two questions. Obviously, you did a very good job on reducing that debt, especially by lowering working capital. Two questions. Why did it become visible this quarter? So what did you exactly do? And secondly, how much more room is there to lower working capital?
Well, as we have increased our focus on reducing net debt and creating free cash flow, we made substantial progress. We essentially have started to do that in 2011, and 13 quarters, almost quarter by quarter, you can draw a line. We have been more skillful in doing so, and we are very much focused on this issue, and we want to have a very strong balance sheet for various reasons. The working capital reduction, of course, has natural limits. We all know that. We are relatively confident in the earnings portion of the working capital equation. Also, repayments have upside, and we are in the engineering segment on the border of crossing into negative working capital because of that. So can we repeat every quarter such a performance? Probably not. But we are continuing to be geared to improving the balance sheet and be a and replace the working capital component coming from working capital reductions by net debt reductions from earnings and from a recovering repayment level in the engineering segment.
Okay, and on inventories, is there room to lower that more?
Well, there's always room for optimization. In various segments, we are completely sold out, and therefore the inventory levels are relatively low. We are not expecting large improvements from the inventory optimization, but we are on it.
Okay, thank you very much.
As a reminder, to ask a question at this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from Dennis Lapatu from Kempen.
Good morning. I have a couple of questions as well. First of all, I was wondering if you're still exploring several alternatives for the engineering segment. In the press release, you have been mainly referring to an IPO, but I was wondering if you are still exploring a strategic alternative as well. And if not, what are your key targets in terms of driving operational improvement for this division, if in the end it will stay in the portfolio?
The engineering division, as we all know, had a difficult first half of the year this year, and it is natural that the first priority is to improve operational performance. For whatever purpose, operational performance is the key for any strategic alternative, obviously. And that we believe in the intrinsic value of our engineering activity. It is an absolute world leader in its field, and the whatever value assigned to it has to reflect improved operational results. That's what our focus is. One is well advised not to move against market trends. When we look at small cap equity markets right now, the situation is not very pretty. We are very encouraged by the response we got in our early look investor meetings, which went very well. So we believe that is a very interesting alternative as regard to valuation if we can improve the operational results. That's what I would like to.
Okay, but if you look at the underlying EBITDA run rate, when do you think you could make a move? Does it have to move back towards 20, 25 million to have the critical improvement and critical mass to be able to go ahead with a potential listing, or what kind of results do you have in mind?
I'm not very good in predicting markets, and certainly the equity markets are right now seeking a new life. I don't know when those markets will be in a state where we can match our valuation expectation. We have very high expectations for the value of this business.
Okay, but in terms of divisional results, I was just wondering what kind of operational performance would be required for you to feel comfortable to go back and have the discussions with the investors.
Did you say 25 million?
20 to 25, yeah.
Yeah, I would say definitely a stable result between 25 and 30 million would be then a range where we say we have we are back to normality.
Okay. Okay, and maybe then moving to the targets for next year, so beyond engineering, what would be the key focus points and what would be the key CAPEX projects and the CAPEX level that we should expect next year?
Well, we will have a CAPEX level which is slightly above the CAPEX level this year. We are reviewing our investment budget in December, and end of December we will know how to answer your question. We are setting very high hurdle rates for CAPEX, so we are very selective, and our target is relentless reduction of debt and improving balance sheet quality, and that dominates our investment decisions.
Okay, that's clear. Thank you.
As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As there are no questions at this time, I will now hand you back to your host for any additional or closing remarks.
I'd like to say thank you for everyone joining us on this call, and we will be issuing our Q4 results in mid-March 2015. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, and you may now disconnect.